The Chasam Sofer in this week's Parsha offers four different ideas, symbolic ideas, regarding the Shivas HaMinim, the seven species that are unique and special to Eretz Yisrael: Eretz Chitus, Ora, the Gefenu, Te'ena, Vrimon, Eretz, Zeishemenu, Devash. So let's begin with idea number one. The Chasam Sofer points out that Gefen is the third in the list, Eretz Chitus or of a Geffen. So in terms of its relationship to the first Eretz, it's number three on the list. But olives are actually number one on the list. It says Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. And the second Eretz, Zayas, is number one. So Geffen is number three for the first Eretz, but Zayas is number one for the second Eretz. Which means then that olives are more chashuv than grapes. But says the Chasam Sofer, we know that what's Yotze Mehem is the opposite. Yayin, Tirosh, V'yitzar. Wine is more chashuv than olive oil. So how could it be that from Geffen, which is the third in the list, can produce a number one, a Yayin, and from Zeis Shemen, it produces a Yitzhar, which is number two. So the Chasam Sofer begins by explaining as follows. First thing that we have to understand is that when you're number one, there's Gaiva involved. You're naturally, you look down at others because you're more special. Now at the same time, we also know that there's to one particular group of people that we're not Gaivitic towards. In fact, we want them to be more successful than us. And that is our children. Yafa koach haben mikoach av. We want our children to be greater than us. There's no gaiva involved. And therefore, the Zayas is going to be rooting for the Yitzhar, and the Geffen is going to be rooting for the Yayin. But says the Chasam Sofer, the olives made a mistake. In other words, a person who's like a Zayas, so they're Mizga'e over the Geffen. I'm more chashiv than you, Geffen. And he thinks he's holier than thou. And because he thinks he's holier than thou, it affects his offspring. They are not corrupted, but they are internalized the messages and the values of their father. And the Geffen, who is more humble, can produce a Yayin, which becomes the most chashiv of all beings, of all fruits and produce, whereas the Zeis Shemen still produces something which is chashuv, but it's not number one. So he was number one, but he couldn't pass it down to his children. So the message, the symbolic message over here of the discrepancy that the Geffen produces a Yayin because of its values, its humility, the Zeis Shemen cannot produce, the Zayas cannot produce the olive oil to become greater than the Yayin if his values are corrupted. That is the message, to make sure that our values at home affect our children. And we shouldn't think for one moment that what we do is independent of what our children do. As we say, not do as we do. Not the case. That is idea number one. And continuing with this theme of Yayin, Shemen, Zayas, and Geffen, the Chasam Sofer has a beautiful idea about Aliyah, about moving to Eretz Yisrael. Says it's very interesting that if you take a list of the top four items, it says Yayin would be number one, Shemen would be number two, Zayas would be number three, and Geffen would be number four. Says the Chasam Sofer, where have we had a situation where a son is four steps greater than their father? We can imagine that they're one step above, but four steps above? Where do we get such a concept? Says the Chasam Sofer, we get it from someone who makes Aliyah. Someone who moves to Eretz Yisrael is four steps above their father. Where exactly does this come from? A fascinating Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos tells us, I think it was Abaye who says, that one person in Eretz Yisrael is greater than two Babylonians. And then Rava adds on, and one person in Bavel who makes Aliyah is equal to two people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Essentially means that one person in Eretz who makes Aliyah is equal to four Babylonians. So the sun becomes four steps greater than the father, which is the idea here that the Yayin is four steps above the Geffen. It says that's Pshat Nidche Yisroel Yechanes, that those who are scattered all over Eretz Yisrael will come home. What's the first letter? The first letter in each word spells Yayin, Rashi Tevos Yayin, that people who are Meisei Chutz La'aretz, those who live, who die in Chutz La'aretz, they're Geffen, they're regular Yisraelim, but their children are Yayin. And the hope is, for all of us, says the Chasam Sofer, is that V'heshiv lev avos al banim v'lev banim al avosam. The hope is that by Tchias HaMesim, those who are in Chutz La'aretz will make it into Eretz Yisrael. V'heshiv lev avos al banim. And therefore, everyone will be together and there won't be any separation. So here says the Chasam Sofer, a beautiful idea, the power of Eretz Yisrael, the Chashivos of making Aliyah. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Those who make Aliyah are like Yayin. They're that one person who makes Aliyah is like four of us. We should all be so lucky to have that opportunity to make it into Eretz Yisrael soon. The last two ideas from the Chasam Sofer regarding the symbolism of the Shivas Aminim focus on Zeh Shemen Udvash, the last two in the list, the olives and the dates. Asks the Chasam Sofer, what's Pshat? Why are they listed last? And why are they listed separately? So says the Chasam Sofer that Shemen represents Yisurin. Shemen represents the difficulties, the challenges of making Aliyah. How do you get oil from the olives? You have to beat the olives. Something beautiful emerges, but it takes a lot of pain and a tremendous struggle in order to be able to be Kona Eretz Yisrael, be Yisurin. That's number one. And what is Devash? Tamarim dates. Devash is Dea, Bina, and Seichel. That what's unique about Eretz Yisrael is that Eretz Yisrael Machkim. So we have two items. The Shemen and Devash remind us that, yes, number one, Eretz Yisrael is Niknes B'Yisurin. It's going to take effort to make Aliyah, and it's going to be a struggle, but Devash, Dea Bina Seichel, there's nothing that you can compare to the beauty and the greatness and the spirituality and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, as challenging as it's going to be, it's worth it. And finally, the Chasam Sofer adds that Shemen and Devash, that there's another significance to these two items in the fact that when it comes to Shemen and Devash, these are the two, symbolize the two times that we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, the two kibushim. What are we referring to? The first kibush is the Ir HaTamarim, the land of dates, which is Yericho. That was the first kibush, was when we entered into Eretz Yisrael and we conquered Yericho, as noted, symbolized by the Ir HaTamarim. And the Shemen symbolizes Har HaZeisim, the second kibush in the future, B'mheirav Yameinu, where we are going to be connected to Eretz Yisrael, like Har HaZeisim, olives. So the question is, why did we call it Zeh Shemen Udvash? It should be opposite. We should go in according to the order, which is first we have the kibush of the Devash, and then we have the kibush of the Shemen. Says the Chasam Sofer, you're right. However, but the chashivus of the future kibush is so much greater than the previous kibush. And that is why it's when we refer to Eretz Yisrael and the produce of that are mishtabeach be'eretz Yisrael, we say Eretz Zeh Shemen Udvash. So four beautiful ideas from the Chasam Sofer, understanding the symbolism behind these Shivas Haminim, and important ideas about humility, about the importance of Aliyah, the values of the benefits of making Aliyah, and of course, how we will all get there with the second kibush, b'mhirah v'yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful day.